Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Football Talk on 93.7 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount, Bob. So here we go. It was a disaster, an unmitigated disaster. If this were a litmus test, the Steelers mistook it for a urine test and peed all over it, Bob. This was not good. Are they to be taken seriously in the AFC? Well, who is? That would be my answer to that question. Maybe the Patriots, maybe the Ravens. The Ravens still have work to do. Maybe the Chiefs.
Every team you mention, every one of them
Colts,
could have.
I don't know.
I've seen flaws in all the teams, and that's the beauty of this. I guess if you're looking to try to figure it out at the end, it's going to go right down the wire. And the question is, the head-to-head meetings are going to matter more than anything. Last year, I think the Steelers went 5-1. Was it 5-1 in division? Or the year before that. I mean, if these head-to-head games will matter. The Ravens' chance of upending the Steelers and winning their division will come down to those two games. Because generally speaking, they're, you know, going to end up with the same amount of losses, you know, 6-7, 5-6, in that range beyond the actual division games. And then those will decide.
For all we've talked about the second receiver, about Arthur Smith, you know, I think probably the big story coming out of last night is how worried are we about Aaron Rodgers moving forward. I mentioned some numbers earlier today. I'll repeat them, Bob, to launch us into Ray Fittipaldo's report card. Ben, in his last season, played 16 games. Aaron Rodgers has played 9. Russell Wilson played 11. I think we all agree all three of those guys probably going, well, two of them definitely. I think Russell Wilson is pretty definite, too, going to the Hall of Fame. Ben's record that year, 9-7. Aaron Rodgers, 5-4. Russell Wilson, 6-5. Completion percentage, you like that one? 65 for one, 66 for another, 64 for another. Touchdowns. Let's go touchdown percentage. Rodgers has a big advantage there, but he also leads by far in interception percentage. Ben, in his last year, had 22 TDs, 10 picks. Aaron's got 18-7. Russell had 16-5. Their passer rating, Bob, Ben 87, Aaron 97, Russ 96. It looks the same. Having said that, I think he's been very good with the exception of that game, maybe Seattle, but I think he has a touchdown pass in that game if Calvin Austin doesn't break it up in the end zone. This was a bad, bad game for him. I'm willing to give him one bad game, but my concern level is there. You talked about it earlier. He looked a little flustered. He looked gun shy to take some hits. He looked like he didn't have many options. That part's not his fault. something just didn't look right. And I think the MO is out there on how to play the Steelers, which is go ahead, try to beat us down the field type thing.
Right.
Which was the same with Ben for sure in his last year. What do you think, Bob? What's your concern level with Rodgers moving forward?
Well, first of all, I thought, you know, I didn't expect him to be healthy for every one of these games. I thought there'd be some injury concerns throughout the course of the year. He got beat up pretty good last night when he did get hit. But that's been good. His numbers speak that he still can get the job done, and I think I've been impressed largely with what he's done. The concern is deep balls, also just same kind of stuff I saw last year, not enough of it, throwing to the middle of the field and trying to encourage more yards after catch. Most of it is, you know, small dink and dunk over the middle 5 to 10 yard kind of throws. I want to see more, but that requires people to go down the field and get open. They did not have a lot of people open last night. If you look back at the All 22 tape, not many at all. And when they were open, he overthrew them. I don't know about you, Joe, but I saw he was high with a lot of his passes. You normally don't see that, just
right,
airmailing them. And when that happens, it's not a good sign.
The one to Jonnu Smith along the right sideline.
Did you agree with that call, the challenge?
You know what? Not really.
I thought,
honestly,
it was going to be upheld. I didn't think they were going to overturn it.
Terry McCauley said the ball clearly moved, like totally. I don't know about that.
I don't know either.
It looked like an okay catch to me.
He had his hand
underneath
of it.
But it was a bad throw.
Yeah, it was. He went up and got it. But they were high like that.
How about when DK Metcalf got decked by Derwin James? And the McCauley said, oh, well, that was questionable.
He said,
got hammered.
Derwin James had his feet planted almost like he was drawing a charge. Like that, I never heard that explanation. Normally, that's either pass interference or it is illegal contact. One of the two, because it was beyond the 5 yards.
He took a shot at the receiver 20 yards down the field.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
Having
that
said
one.
That, I thought the officiating was fine for the most part. Mm-hmm. You?
Yes. No problem with that.
Ray Fittipaldo gave Aaron Rodgers an F. We can all agree on that. I think even Mike Tomlin, when he was asked about it, limits would give Aaron Rodgers an F last night. No? I think so, Bob.
Yeah.
You give him an F?
It was, well, it was D minus, if anything. You know,
how would you? Next.
Ray Fittipaldo gave him an F. One of the worst games of his career. Limits, F?
Yeah, he gets an F. It was bad.
But I also will say the Austin interception should have been a completion, and that affects everything. Passer rating, interception totals, that was not his fault.
I do agree with that. Running backs, Ray gives him a B-. Jaylen Warren averaged 5 yards a carry, 70 yards, but 49 came in the second half. Gainwell, Caleb Johnson did nothing. B- for the running backs,
I would
Bob?
Give Jaylen Warren an A, but the running backs as a group, I would put more in the coaching department because I don't think they should have gone away from him as much as they did with other guys.
Yeah.
There are certain guys, and you remember when Warren was out in Dublin, they just fed Gainwell. He was the guy who got all the carries. I think they need to do that with Jaylen Warren. They can't be worrying about divvying up labor here. They got to go for who's hot, keep him in the game. He's a three-down back. Use him that way.
I agree with every syllable you just said. This guy is their best offensive player. He is, and he's averaging 14 carries a game. Are you kidding me? He hasn't even cracked more than 18 carries in a game, and he comes out of the game when you're facing the biggest play of the whole night. A fourth, a fourth and goal they threw to the end zone? It was a fourth down near the Chargers' goal line.
It may have been that play, yes.
And Rodgers throws into double coverage, and Jaylen Warren's not even on the field. I don't care how they want to explain it. It's the biggest play of the game, and your best offensive player is not on the field. That's dumb, period. You agree?
Yes, he has to be on the field, especially because he gives you that. The guy, when he gets the ball, is going to get more yards than you think at the time. Even when it's 3 yards, it normally should be 0 yards, and he somehow manages to take people with him. So he's a guy who needs to be featured a lot more.
I'll give the running backs an A-. I mean, he was basically their running back, so I have no idea why Arthur Smith wanted to give the ball twice to Caleb Johnson in the shadow of their own goal line in the first half. That made no sense at all, and I don't know why Tomlin allowed him to do it, but I'll give him an A- for overall.
Yeah, I'm with you guys on that. Warren had a pretty solid day, but why don't they just feed him more often? Probably really was what Tomlin said about those third downs, because Rodgers was so poor, it affected Warren.
Grade for the receivers. Ray gives them an F, Bob, at postgazette.com. I think we all probably do. the question then becomes, do we see Marquez Valdez-Scantling this week? I would bet a lot of money we do.
It is a yes there. Yeah, because why not?
F for the receivers?
F for the receivers.
Limits.
F.
Offensive line D, I think Ray is being kind there. Broderick Jones is just not very good. You know, Fatanu allowed, quote, allowed his first sack of the season, but I thought that Rodgers rolled right into that in the end zone. I thought that was his fault. You?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about earlier when, you know, you can tell he's flat-footed, not sure what to do, and then you're dead at that point. First play of the game, Andres Pete, false start. Kind of summed up the way that night was going to go for the offensive line. I'll give him a D.
I give him a D-. I mean, sure, they were good in the running game, but it's not like
they weren't great in the running game.
I'm going to improve that to a D-plus because Rodgers did have more time to throw. Did you see that graphic where it said Rodgers had 3 seconds to throw, fastest of like any this year? When he was getting out of the ball,
but nobody was open. A lot of them.
Well, that's the problem. Nobody was open. That's why the receivers get, you know, such a horrendous grade.
Hold on a second. Now that stat, does that mean he was holding the ball for 3 seconds?
Yes.
Well, part of that was him running around trying to make plays.
Right, and he was not in position.
I thought he was under constant siege myself.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Well, I'm still giving him a D, but
yeah,
he did have a little bit more time than I think people expected.
Not from my perception, but we could disagree on that. Defensive line, when you say he had more time, that implies he was standing back there in a clean pocket with plenty of time to throw. I didn't see that. Did you guys?
No, I didn't see that either. It may have been just the way the each of these possessions went that he had time because, you know, he still held on to the ball when everything was collapsing around him.
Running around like he was, like there was a fire alarm going off. He was running in circles. Look at the safety. I'm sure he held the ball 3 seconds there, too.
Yeah.
Right?
He's lucky that wasn't a touchdown.
But I do think that one was his fault. Defensive line, Ray gives them a D. Says that Vidal, is that how you say his name,
yeah.
Bob? Kamani Vidal, he said he stepped in and ran for 95 yards on 25 carries. He did some good work in the second half.
How about they gave him 25 yards, a guy who's a 25 carries, and then Jaylen Warren, who is better than him, at least more reputable than him, he gets 14 in a game. That was as close as it was.
Well, some of that is game situation, but I do agree with you.
That's what Jim Harbaugh wants to do.
Yeah.
He wants to start there and then progress.
I mean, in the end, the Chargers ran for how many yards a carry? 3.7. It was just a matter of,
Harbaugh but at the end of the game, at the end of the game, they were just running to eat clock.
Yeah, because the defense is on the field the whole game because your offense stinks. They ran 70 plays. Eventually, they're going to bang some runs in there. I don't know. I give them a C-, the defensive line. You?
I give him a C-, too. And one positive that I take away is that Keanu Benton is playing a lot better. He had a sack. He now has 4.5. Other than that, though, where's Derek Harmon, guys? Like, he made an impact the first couple of games. He's really done nothing since.
Yeah, he's a rookie. I expect him to do a lot each game, or at least more. But I'm not going to look at him and specifically say he was a problem in this game. I just think, they got run up against early in the game.
You know what? I'm going to give him a C. They were fine in the first. They were great in the first half. No?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, Bob? Let's look at the numbers in the first half. Now, how, you're going to grade them versus, I mean, they allowed for pressure.
It was
for
the, edge rushers. The score was 5-3 with 3 minutes left in the first half when Rodgers threw that interception, the terrible interception. I can't really give bad marks across the board here. I'm going to give the defensive line a C for last night. How about the linebackers, Bob? I thought Alex Highsmith was all over
was,
the place.
He was good. I thought, you know, they kind of chipped all night on T.J. Watt. I thought Herbig made a couple of plays. The guys in the middle of the field didn't make as many plays as I wanted to see them make.
I'll give them a C, too.
Yeah, C
Ray says
good.
C-.
Yeah.
I might even go B-. Highsmith was a monster.
You'd have to separate the categories outside to inside.
Maybe, yeah. But,
are we looping the outside linebackers in with the defensive line?
Yes.
Linebackers, yes. No, just linebackers, inside and outside linebackers.
Outside, inside guys.
I would give them a C.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Secondary,
Can I say one other thing about the linebackers?
Yeah.
We get told every time that T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith go up against backup tackles that they should just abuse and eat their lunch and take their lunch money, that they're going to feast and have like 4 sacks in the game combined. And again, another instance where it just does not happen.
They had 3 limits. They had 3 sacks, and the team had 5. They did eat that offensive line alive. The quarterback's unbelievable, and the Steelers' offense kept giving them the ball.
I'm sorry I expected more from T.J. Watt. I did. I thought that he would have 2.5, 3 sacks in this game.
Would you agree Highsmith was great?
Highsmith had a good game, yes. But I still want to see more from Watt. He's getting paid $41 million. He should be the one that has 2, 3 sacks in a game like that. Okay. You know, Myles Garrett embarrassed the offensive line, whoever it was, and they still lost that game.
I thought they were all over Justin Herbert, and eventually you crack when your own offense is never on the field because they stink.
Absolutely. Time of possession plays into this, and once again, it was way disproportionate. Ding, ding, ding. I have to throw this out. Jay Glazer's reporting that Joe Burrow is way ahead of schedule. He should be back for Thanksgiving against the Ravens, week 13.
Holy horse follicles.
So if they should somehow...
They're going to get worse with him.
Well, he may be injured again.
Honestly, ask yourself, can it possibly be better in Cincinnati offensively?
No, offensively, they're not. I mean, they should have won each of their last – they lost 39, 38, and 47, 42. Come on.
That's enough offense to win.
So that's why the Steelers over and under should be, you know, 70 in this game, because I think you're going to see a lot of points both ways.
I mean, honestly, Joe Flacco has thrown for – 342, 223, and 470, and they've scored 33, 38, and 42 points.
Yeah, they've gotten progressively better each week.
He has 11 touchdown passes in 4 games. They're not going to get a higher caliber of quarterback play from Burrow. It's almost humanly impossible at this point. Their defense is horrible.
And there's nothing they can do about their defense. They're stuck with it.
Forever and ever. All right, quickly, let's go to the secondary. Ray gives them a D. You know, things were going well until they weren't. And again, the Steelers' offense helped there. Joey Porter drops an interception. That really, really hurt. And then Brandon Echols got picked on, including the big play from McConkey. I'll give him a C. I'll give him a D plus. C minus, maybe.
C for me. C minus in that range.
Yeah, go C. Just... the interceptions that were dropped, too, by Joey Porter. He read the play so well, and he just had to go right through his hands.
Yeah, right off his chest. Chris Boswell actually missed a field goal, which was shocking to see.
I take personal responsibility for that. At the time he made his 59er, I said, death taxes Chris Boswell. And then he misses the next one, although at some point he's going to miss a kick.
Yeah, but they had a muffed punt on top of that.
Right.
Ray gives special teams a D. I think that's fair.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Coaching. Ray gives them an F, and that's fair, too. Arthur Smith, I hope his next head coaching interview goes well. He's up for every single job that comes open, and I have no idea why. He's done nothing since he got out of Tennessee and had the Derrick Henry monster. Nothing. Just nothing. And
his signature's on this. I mean, he's a tight end kind of guy. He also wants to run the ball. Those are the two things I think that he believes in right off the bat. And we haven't seen the progression a little bit, obviously, from Darnell Washington. But, you know, Freiermuth needs to be targeted more than he is, I think, also. Although this week he seems to have his best games against Cincinnati. So I would expect him in a prop bet to go way over whatever yards they're going to put out there for him.
Yeah, and then Mike Tomlin's defense in this game, it wasn't great. But it also, they're going up against a great quarterback. You kind of got to pick your poison. and they went after Herbert. They hit him. They sacked him five times. They didn't get a turnover. But the
33 pressures, that's a lot of pressures.
Yeah, I mean, I like the game plan. I did. I like the defensive game plan. They gave up 23 points on defense anyway. The offense gave up two. And the one big play, the huge play was to McConkey, and it was a great throw. I thought it was pretty good coverage. It was two really good players making a great play on that one. So I give, you know, I don't have a problem with Tomlin's defense in the game, but the coaching overall, Artie gets an F, Tomlin gets a C, that's a D.
D minus.
Limits?
D minus as well. I liked what they did defensively, offensively atrocious.
All right, gentlemen, coming up, let's take a little trip around the NFL, shall we, Bob? That's one
yes,
of your favorite
shall.
Segments.
I like doing it.
Fan Twitter
brought
to
you. It'll be a hurry-up offense.
Man, there was some crazy stuff in the league yet again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.